Psalm 126. I got a commentary about Psalm 126 I want to share with you. And the title of the commentary is Suffering. And you don't think about suffering so much when we're celebrating the birth of Christ and because he was born to suffer. But suffering takes place in all of us for different reasons. And this is what it says. It says, the Bible does not promise that Christians won't suffer. In fact, the scriptures give much evidence that we can expect to suffer given the evil that is in the world around us and the sin that is in us. What God does promise is these and many other things, a filled passage that our suffering can become the catalyst for new growth. It's called pruning. God promised to redeem our suffering into his glory. So what grief that we are currently suffering? Can you entrust them to God and be confident that he will use them to bring new growth into your life? Makes me reflect on Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God and call according to his will and purpose. And sometimes suffering that we go through and challenges we go through will burn vessels. So at the time we don't know it or don't understand it, but it's part of life.